With war underway in Iraq, airlines have been canceling flights to destinations in the region. Many carriers from around the world have been suspended from flying to cities in Kuwait, Israel, Lebanon, and Jordan. The hotel industry also is hurting because of the war in Iraq. A PricewaterhouseCoopers study expects hotels to see a sharp drop-off in business that could delay the long-awaited recovery for several quarters. The study also predicts bookings will be further affected since the domestic terrorism alert is at orange or high. Television viewers probably will see more tanks than Toyotas for the next few days. The Japanese automaker is pulling its ads from network television during the early phases of the Iraqi war. Other big advertisers also are putting the brakes on commercials. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Advertisers might have little choice about running commercials during the opening days of the war. Many ads will likely be preempted by round-the-clock news coverage. But even when the 24-hour news programs are scaled back, some advertisers may be slow to return to the airwaves. Hoag Levins, who edits the online version of Advertising Age, says advertisers are traditionally hesitant to run commercials at times like this, fearing it's bad business and bad taste.
They don't want their ads for shoes and cereal and frozen dinners associated with the gore and carnage and horror of war, and that's totally understandable. But at the same time, there's also a good number who simply feel it is the respectful thing to do to appear not to do business during times of trauma like this.
Procter & Gamble, for example, suspended all TV advertising for the first 48 hours of the war. Kraft Foods will continue to run commercials in entertainment programs, but canceled its ads during news shows. Some in the advertising industry are beginning to question this tradition of pulling commercials in times of trouble. Levin says two-thirds of respondents to his magazine's online poll say advertising and keeping the economy afloat are key components of the modern war effort.
The economy itself is as important a weapon as AWACS or tanks or electronically guided bombs.
For companies that do run ads, the question becomes what tone to take. A humorous ad that worked a month ago might seem inappropriate now. On the other hand, an overly flag-draped commercial could be seen as a crass attempt to capitalize on the conflict. Cheryl Berman is chairman and chief creative officer at Leo Burnett USA. The agency's clients include Procter & Gamble, Disney, and McDonald's.
I think, you know, the biggest thing to do is not use patriotism to sell your brand, not try and connect with what's going on, you know, to make some sales for your own company or something like that.
Advertising professor Bruce Vandenberg of Michigan State University says that's doubly true, given the divided attitude the American public has towards the war.
I don't think it's a good time to either use the flag or use the peace symbol as kind of a marketing tool.
Vandenberg says in the early days of the war, any advertising runs the risk of appearing frivolous. Over time, though, he thinks viewers may take comfort in seeing some familiar commercials.
To the degree that advertising makes you feel like things are normal, and you turn on the TV and you see the normal ads, and even though you may still run to the refrigerator, that's part of normal life. So that might be my argument in favor of advertising as usual.
Leo Burnett Berman says it will take some time before viewers are ready for advertising as usual by airlines or theme parks, but she says people still have to buy food and deodorant, and eventually even a funny beer commercial will be welcome.
When the world is going crazy, to see some familiarity in brands and some, you know, some humor is good, and I think people will probably be drinking a lot of beer.
Some advertisers, like Burger King, say their ads don't need any wartime adjustment. A Burger King spokeswoman explains, selling Whoppers is a friendly thing. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.